It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. Derek Phillips, a folk musician, historian, teacher, album collector, and renowned storyteller from Easley, South Carolina, and is perhaps best known for his gripping, scary tales. His folksy, crafty style seamlessly blends humor and horror, making him a master of the jump story, the kind of story that makes you leap out of your seat. This story will perhaps make you want to look under your bed before you go to sleep at night.
My grandfather told me this when I was a kid, and he had learned it from my great-great-grandfather who had come over as a child from England. My grandpa called it the man who was killed twice. There was a man and his dog who would just travel the roads by foot, and whenever they needed to sleep at night, they would just find a place to spend the night. Well, one night they came to an old wayside inn. They knocked on the door, and the innkeeper met them at the door with a candle, and he showed them up the stairs to their room. Well, as they would usually do, the man slept in the bed, and the dog would sleep under the bed, but this time that dog did not want to go under the bed. He just stood there whining and barking and growling like something was wrong. The man tried to get him to go on under, but he wouldn't. Well, the man said, "I'm going to show you there's nothing under that bed." So he lit the candle, and he looked underneath the bed, and there was a man underneath the bed. He said, "Hey, buddy, you need to get out of here. This is our room." But the man didn't move. So he drug him out by his arm. That's when he noticed it was a dead man with a big nail driven through his forehead, and the man's pockets had been turned out like he had been robbed before he had been killed. The man started studying on it, and he said, "Whoever came up and killed this man might be coming up for me next." He had to think fast, so he picked up the dead man, laid him in the bed, stuffed his pockets in, put a few coins in his pockets just to make it look good, covered him up, and turned his head sideways on the pillow, arranged his hair over the two ends of the nail so you couldn't see it in the dark. And about that time, sure enough, he heard footsteps coming up the stairs. He quickly blew out the candle, got under the bed, got the dog under there with him, and hoped and prayed that the dog would keep quiet. He heard the door open up, footsteps entering the room, and right over his head on the bed, he heard the sound of a hammer hitting a nail again and again and again, and the sound of splintering wood or maybe splintering bone, covers being turned down, pockets being turned inside out, and the jingling of coins. That's when he heard something hit the floor hard right beside him, and something was being pushed underneath the bed right where he was lying with his dog. That's when he heard the footsteps going out of the room. The door opened up, then closed, and he heard the footsteps receding down the stairs until they were gone. Somehow he had kept the dog quiet through the whole thing, but he got out from under the bed, lit the candle again, and what the man had pushed underneath the bed was that dead man again. He pulled him out from under the bed. It was the same man. This time a nail was driven through the side of his head. And I never knew who it was who robbed and killed that man. It might have been the innkeeper, or it might have just been a highway robber. But whoever it was never knew that he had killed the same man twice.
South Carolina's own master storyteller, Derek Phillips. And you've been listening to Word Stage, celebrating the wonderful world of storytelling and spoken word.